ma'ahu sahibun lahu. Another hadith we did yesterday, the Jabir radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited a man from the Ansar, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took one person along with him to go and visit this Ansari person. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنْ كَانَ عِنْدَكَ مَاءٌ بَاتَ هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةَ فِي شَنَّةٍ وَإِلَّا كَرَعْنَا. رواه البخاري. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this person whom he went to visit, he said that if you got water that has been hung in a skin, those days they would use skin, a leather bag, if you got any water that has been hung overnight in that type of bag, then give us to drink from that. Otherwise, it doesn't matter, we'll drink water from any other water source. So, ulama explain from here, is that it is permissible to drink from a water bag, a skin. Yesterday I mentioned that in India generally they use now a clay pot. The clay pot people store it, and the reason they do that, they leave this overnight like this, is it stays cool even in the hot weather. It may be very hot, but that water that has been hung in the leather skin, in the leather bag overnight, because of the cool air overnight, in the daytime also you'll find it stays cool, and that matkar, that clay pot, it stays cool in all types of weather. That example we gave yesterday, the person, it was just an example, but it got a nice meaning. Person asked a clay pot, that how come you manage to stay cool all the time? In other words, outside it's so hot, people are frantic, people are perspiring, people are feeling the heat, some are using the fan, some are using the air condition, but you are so cool, and the water in you also remains so cool. How come that happens? Person, this is an example. So that clay pot replied with a smile, that thing whose past, present and future is created from soil, how can that thing ever get angry? How can anything ever have pride? In other words, telling us that we have been created from soil. Our past was soil. Our present is soil. When we go pass away also, we're going to go back to soil. Soil is going to be thrown upon us. What reason have we got to have pride and to have anger? There's absolutely no reason for us to have this pride and anger. Another lesson we learned from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is if we visit somebody and we got a good relationship with that person, good ta'alluq with that person, then we should tell that person what we'd like to have. It saves him the trouble of thinking, now must I make tea, must I make coffee, must I give ice cream, must I give water, what this person wants, I don't know what he'd like. So if you've got a good taluk, we can just tell the person that I'll have coffee or I'll have black tea or I'll have one sugar, I'll have two sugar. We can just tell the person like that. The person will feel happy. But this is my friend, he's telling me what he wants. One brother was explaining to me, was close to Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. He said when Mawlana would visit him, because of the close taluk he had with Mawlana, Mawlana would tell him that, you know what, I'll have a cup of tea, or I'll have ice cream, or I'll have this. So this person used to feel very happy that he's telling me what he wants. So accordingly, I can serve him. So I know what he wants, and I'm happy to serve him. So this also coming from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had that taluk, so that's why he could tell him that if you got water in a bag that has been hung overnight, we'd like to drink from that water. So that also increases muhabbat. It isn't such that a person can't ask for anything all the time. If he knows that him asking his friend or that person he's visiting will make him happy, then to increase his happiness, this is one method of doing it, telling him exactly what he would like to have. Today's hadith, an Huzaifah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala, inna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nahana anil harirati wa dibaji. Hazrat Huzaifah radiallahu anhu, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented us from silk and from silk brocade. There's another type of silk, is silk brocade. وَالشُّرْبِ فِي آنِيَةِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prevented us from utensils of gold and silver. So he prevented us from these types of silk, and he also prevented us from utensils of gold and silver. وَقَالَ هِيَ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ لَكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is for the kuffar in the dunya. This is their jannah. In other words, this is their jannah. Then they can use these things. They can use silk and they can use gold and silver to eat and utilize it. And for us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hiya lakum fil akhirah. For you, O my sahaba, this is for you. Allah Pak has kept it in store for you in akhirat. So if we want these ni'mat in the akhirat, then what we should do is we should ensure that we be careful that we don't use it in this world. One short hadith and we'll terminate. And Ummi Salama radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummi Salama radiallahu anha, says Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alladhi yashrabu fi aniyatil fidda, that person who drinks from a silver utensil, innama yujarjir fi batnihi nara jahannam, this person is actually filling the fire of jahannam in his stomach. He's thinking that he's just drinking from a silver utensil. Silver means pure silver. Doesn't mean the stainless steel that we drink from, but it means pure silver. It's actually filling the fire of Jahannam in his stomach. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ الْمُسْلِمِ. And in the riwayat of Muslim, the words come slightly different. إِنَّ الَّذِي يَأْكُلُهُ يَشْرُبُ فِي آنِيَةِ الْفِضَّةِ وَالذَّهَبِ. Whether a person is eating or drinking from utensils of gold and silver, وفي رواية له من شرب في إناء من ذهب أو فضة, that person who drinks from a utensil of gold and silver, فإنما يجرجر في بطنه نارا من جهنم, that person is filling in his stomach the fire of جهنم, the fire of hell, this person is filling in his stomach. Often you hear people saying that the external got nothing to do with the internal. So long as your inside is right, it doesn't matter what your outside is. Like often people say that. It doesn't matter what the outside is, your inside is the main thing. What this hadith is showing us, that a person is drinking from a silver and a gold goblet, that is outside. But yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling him, you're filling the fire of Jahannam inside. So it shows that what happens outside has an effect on the inside. To say that outside doesn't have an effect on the inside is not correct. Find in Safs are being straightened. Often in the Haram Sharif, you hear the Imam saying, Istawu, Istawu, Suddul Khalal, that put your stand together, make the Safs straight. Istawu means make the Safs straight. The reason he's saying that is in Hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if the hearts, if the Safs are straight and the bodies are together, then the hearts also will be together. Now this is something that's external. Bodies being together externally in Salah, the feet being straight, the Safs being straight, that is something that is external. But what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, that the hearts will be united. So it shows that the external also has an effect on the internal. So therefore it's not correct for a person to believe that only I need my inside to be right. By a person correcting his outside, it's actually having impact on the inside. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.